believe that that's going to continue on for years. Interestingly, that has become our mission statement for our network, Skylark International, that we exist as a network to rebuild ruins, to build bridges, and to create culture. So I love that God gave us that first for this family. But then as we began to take on the network, we didn't need to find fresh vision because it was already in us. And we were already road testing it here as a family. And I know that all of the churches across our network and the other ministries that exist and the ones that will be added to us, that is our reason for existing. Then last year we shared the three E's. And when I recapped with the staff team a couple of weeks ago, we absolutely laughed because we had to live the three E's. And this year has definitely been a year of expansion, extension, and exponential growth. And honestly, it's been a stretching year. It's been a painful year in many ways. It's an uncomfortable thing when you're stretched. And as Pete alluded to, there has been so much growth and so much change this year. It's been really hard to keep up with it all. But it's also been really exciting because actually, as we've said many times before, if things aren't changing, it generally means that they're either stagnating or declining. And we don't want to be a church that stagnates or declines. So I believe that those three E's, again, it wasn't just for last year. It's against the backdrop of that expansion, extension, and exponential growth that what I want to share with us this morning is taking place. Because actually, if that is to become our new norm, then there are some things I believe that God really wants to embed into us so that we are able to sustain, to have a sustainable walk with God in the midst of all of the change that takes place around us. So, we have three words this year that we feel are going to frame our vision, and they are as follows. Closer, deeper, and further. And I'm going to unpack what we see. As we've prayed, we have really felt God challenge us because whilst I am so excited about all of the programs and events and initiatives and ministry areas and department areas that take place in and through Skylark Church, the danger is that as we grow and as we expand, activity could edge out our intimacy with Jesus. And the bottom line is, church, Jesus is the reason that we exist. Our relationship with him is the most important thing. And whilst we are super excited by all of the outward things that are taking place, we never want to be a church that has it all singing and dancing on the outside, but inside we have lost our heartbeat that beats passionately for Jesus Christ. So this year, unapologetically, it's not going to be the glamorous, big, glamorous, hypey thing. You'll notice we didn't start with a fast praise song this time. We started with "You are worthy of it all." And we want to come back to the main thing, which is Jesus. So closer. We want to build a church centered around Jesus Christ. We want for each of you and each of us to be in a living, breathing love relationship with him and in healthy relationship with one another. You know what? The only way that the world will ever know that he is Lord is our love for one another. He makes that really clear in his word. And so we're going to spend this year investing everything we have and are into loving him wholeheartedly and into loving one another well. And if we can do that, wow, that's the kind of church that I want to be a part of. That's for sure. You know, we want to give people keys this year in their walk and in their intimacy with Jesus. And for those of you who head up a ministry area or a department area or a life group in the church, if all we do this year in those areas is lead those who are entrusted into our care into close proximity with Jesus, it's the best possible thing that we could have done. We want to lead and live from a place of authenticity. You know, meaningful relationships with one another can become so much more tricky as we grow. And I know that for Pete and I, part of the transition that we've been on this last year as we've taken on leading the network is this realization that we can't have intimate friendships with every single one of you in the church anymore. And that's a really hard thing when you're a relational people and pastoral people. And we have realized that Actually, more often than not now, our team are the ones who are investing. But even more than that, church, actually, it's not down to a welcome team. It's not down to a hospitality team. It's not down to a life group leader or a ministry area head to cultivate those meaningful relationships. What we long to see is a closeness with one another that comes from each of us just choosing to press in to relationship. And as we grow, that is going to become more and more essential. It's not going to come to you handed on a silver platter. We want to encourage you to be somebody who actually starts to welcome others. Why don't you come over to the visitors lounge one Sunday? You don't have to be part of the team to come and sit with someone and get to know them for the first time. I know Phil and Julie and the team would love that. But also, why don't you try and make a real effort to cross whatever your own personal divides are, and we all have them. You know, we have people in this room who are from very different heritages and cultures. We've got people of different age ranges. We've got people from all sorts of different careers, and we span a massive range of diversity, which is part of our vision. But for that unity and that closeness to exist, each of us have to step over the line and actually begin to relate with people that don't look like us, don't talk like us, don't think like us. Do you agree with what I'm saying? Oh, good. Hurrah! I'm not on my own. So as we build closeness with Jesus, the other side is that he's calling us to greater closeness as a church family. And that's a huge challenge that lies before us. Poor FA, as fast as he can release new life groups, there are new ones needed as so many people come through DNA or are getting saved through Alpha and other vehicles. So we're super excited about that. We want to create that culture of love and closeness. Our teaching series this month has been transformation, and I think that's so apt when we think about the word closer, that actually a real, authentic relationship with Jesus changes everything. That is where true transformation lies. So our relationships are vital in that. You know, the other day, Bev Murrell came to visit me. I'd been at home on maternity leave, and we chatted about all sorts of things. And I remember as she left, one of the things that really hit me is how buoyant I felt after her visit. And it's not that I had actively been feeling discouraged, but Bev is such a natural encourager. And she was talking to me about, but Nikki, I see so much transformation in the church. Look at this person and how much they've changed. And look at this situation and how it's changed. And by the time she left, I was like, wow, God's amazing. We all need the Bev Murrells of the world in our lives. So let's become one. Let's become those who encourage others, who lead people into a place of excitement and enthusiasm, not manufactured, but actually who focus on the speak life and the positive side of what God is doing in the kingdom. There was an amazing quote that I saw on the internet, and it's by a guy called Jeremiah Johnson. I don't know who he is, but this really spoke to me when it comes to thinking about closer. And it goes like this. He says, I've come to the place in my life and ministry where I honestly don't think the revival my personal heart is longing for can be captured on social media. People falling down in the altars, prophesying, demons being cast out, the sick being healed, and anointed preaching is all powerful. And yes, I agree with that. And wonderful. But for me personally, I'm longing for something different too. The revival I personally dream about is healthy marriages. It's children serving God all the days of their life. It's a commitment to prayer and fasting. It's devotional lives on fire. It's giving to the poor and needy. Maybe I'm over all the hooping and hollering, conferences, networks. Meanwhile, people's relationships are crumbling. Their kids aren't even serving God. They don't read their Bible consistently. They don't give to the needy or even care about mission. And then he says this, don't get me wrong. My life and ministry is submerged in the supernatural and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and I love watching people get healed and delivered. But my heart is aching for revival in what actually happens at home and not in a public meeting. And I think that's where we're at. When we talk about closer, deeper, and further, that's our longing. We are excited about what God's doing every time we gather on a Sunday. Yes, we believe in healing. Yes, we're hungry for more of Holy Spirit's power and presence. That's why we've started the Upper Room, which incidentally I heard was amazing on Sunday night. But there has to be more. It has to look like transformation in other areas of our lives, in our society, in our families, in the people that we love. If it doesn't look like that, it's just noise. So closer and deeper. So what do we mean by deeper? Well, this year we want to drill down into the bedrock of the Word of God, worship and prayer. We want to step out into deeper faith waters, into uncharted territory as a church. But we can't do that if we don't have His Word written and hidden in our hearts, unless we're saturated in His presence and committed to prayer and fasting. Those things are our bedrocks. And Pete and I have this sense of urgency over us. You know, we live in a consumer generation where it's all about me, my ministry, my time, my money. But we don't want to model that me mentality in church. And you know, to the outside world, there's a danger that sometimes we as a church can look like we have everything slick and together. Anyone behind the scenes know that's not the case. But, you know, I love what happened a few weeks ago in worship when Charlotte, now Clayton, then Parker, was leading worship and she made a mistake. She came in the wrong key. I was out in the creche and she just totally owned that moment. She didn't try and gloss over it. She didn't just keep plowing on regardless. She just stopped. She laughed. She acknowledged it. And she actually led each of us into a deeper place of worship as a result of that. That, to me, is what deeper looks like. It's not about having everything shiny and slick. It's actually about knowing that these things are our core. They're the things that actually, if all of the outward trappings were stripped away, if one day we couldn't meet together and worship, if we didn't have a beautiful red Nord keyboard, if we didn't have worship leaders, if we didn't have someone preaching the Word of God, and we've got amazing speakers and teachers in our church, and we're so blessed. But if we didn't have those things, would each of us within us have the resources that we need to still follow Jesus as closely as we do now? And if our answer isn't honestly yes at the moment, then that's what we as your leaders want to commit to this year, into channeling each of us to a place where we can live it for ourselves, because that's what we need to do. And then finally, further. The further looks like mission. It looks like salvation. It looks like expanding our reach and our influence and sending people into their workplace, into the marketplace every day of their lives, but also to the ends of the earth. You know, we spoke last year about Isaiah 54 and stretching out the tent pegs. And we want to stretch them out even further this year and to create fresh space for others to come and be added to this adventure of loving and following Jesus. We love that so many people are coming through DNA. But if I'm really honest, we want to see people coming through DNA who actually haven't come from another church, transferred growth, but who have come to know Jesus. We want to see salvations. That is our heartbeat. If you've joined us recently from another church, please don't think we don't love you or want you. But you need to understand that our reason for existing as a church is for those who don't yet know Him. And we are passionate about that. And we are seeing great salvations. And we're super excited about that. But each one of us has a part to play in leading someone else to the source of our joy, to the source of our life and love. So as a church, we are going to gather to be sent out wherever He's placed us, out to our different spheres of influence. We're going to reach out further than we ever have before. And I want to tell you this, nowhere is off limits when it comes to reaching people with the love and the life of Jesus. No one is ruled out. No one is discounted when it comes to the kingdom. So Sunday is our pit stop for refueling, to be filled, to be inspired, to be encouraged. But then we're going to take out what we've been given and spend it liberally on loving people, on showing them and demonstrating who Jesus really is. I remember one year with youth, Cy told me something that he'd done and it really stuck with me. The youth came down to this auditorium and the seats were laid out, but there were loads of seats that had reserve signs on. In fact, I think it was almost 50%. And everybody sat, obviously, where the signs weren't reserved. And when Si got up to speak, he said, "These reserve seats, they're there for somebody that you know, for somebody that's in your sphere of influence. They're for people who have yet to join us as a youth group." And church, I want us to think about that, because as I get on to our final point about premises, a bigger premises for us is not about having more of the same on an epic scale so that Skylark Church is truly on the map. It's about those reserved seats. It's about thinking that in this room today, we've probably got about 400 people. And if everybody came, we would probably have, 550 plus people. And if each of us just introduced one person to the family this year, one person to Jesus, and that person decided to join us on a Sunday, we would need a much bigger space, wouldn't we? So think about that reserve sign. Think about who it is that God is calling you to be salt and light for this coming year, because that's our further. That's where we're going to go. And I know for some of us that takes a lot of courage to share our faith. I'm not underestimating that, but each of us have this wonderful, wonderful transforming life inside of us that we are able to share with another person. So finally, as Pete alluded to earlier, and we did mention it last week, but we're shifting up a gear in praying now for a different place for us to belong. And I had a hilarious conversation with my mum. My mum doesn't come to church. She's probably been to this church maybe 4 or 5 times. And I was talking to her about the fact that we felt we were going to need a bigger building. And do you know what her reaction was? "Oh, why? I love the building you've got. It's just perfect. It's all set up for you." And I laughed to myself and thought, that's human nature, isn't it? And I know that even though lots of you are smiling and nodding your heads, the truth is that the idea of change and move in that way, it's massive. And if my mum feels like that and she's only been 4 or 5 times, how much more attached are we to this building? But the building is simply a vehicle for what God wants to do. That's all it is. And Rick and Bev took such a massive faith step to actually see us in this building. Paul Gutteridge took an enormous faith step to see us have a mortgage for this building so that we weren't paying extortionate rental prices. And now we want to take an enormous faith step and say, it's time for us to start preparing, church. It's time for us to really flex our faith muscles. And so this vision offering today is, I guess for us, we see it as preparing the way for some really big faith steps that he's going to ask us to take as a family. And the truth is, we don't want to do it on our own. We don't want for this to be our thing. And we're believing for what, millions of pounds it might be, on our own. We've got the faith for it, don't you worry. But actually, this is about each of us as family saying, we're all into this. We're all in because we see that actually one day God is going to give us a space where church and community can coexist side by side so that you won't be able to tell where one begins and another finishes, that they will be blended together. And yes, it will be messy. And yes, it means that we're going to have to learn to love people even more that don't look like us, think like us, talk like us. But that is the reason that we exist. So will you come closer with us this year? Will you go deeper with us this year? And will you be sent out further with us this year? We are so excited for what he wants to do. Let's stand. So in a moment, we're going to take up our offering. But before we do, I really want to pray over us as a church. God, we thank you for everything that you're doing in and through our lives. And actually, God, it's not in and through the church as in Skylark Church. It's in and through each individual in this room and those who are listening online and aren't able to be here today. And we're grateful, God, that you're a God that chooses to partner with us, that you choose to use us to be agents of transformation. And so, God, this year, as a family, we want to be closer to you than we've ever been before. May we never be a church that looks glossy on the outside but has no substance behind it. Please deliver us from that, God. We don't want to be that church. We want to be a church that if you cut us down the middle, our heartbeat is for you. And that people can see you and find you and experience you and access you. Lord, we want to go deeper into your word, into worship and the presence of God. And Father, we want to be sent out further. I pray, God, that you would give us dreams and visions, each one of us, of how we can reach others with your love. Lord, that we would look at different areas of our society where people are marginalized, where they're discounted, where nobody wants to engage with them. And Lord, you would give us a passion and a heart to reach those people with your love. Lord, that right now you'd be showing us who you want to be sitting on those reserved seats in a year's time. We love you, Jesus. Thank you that you give us the opportunity to be part of building your kingdom. It's such a privilege. Amen.